Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Browns with our good friend from the News Herald and the Morning Journal. He is Jeff Shadell on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hi, Jeff. We are hanging in. All right, so Jeff and I are sitting around here. We're talking about some things, and we're going to talk to everybody about this coming up in about 20 minutes, but do the Browns have to take an offensive lineman with that first pick, the 10th overall?
I don't think that certainly is their top need, but that doesn't mean they have to use a 10th pick on that tackle. And I think especially after free agency begins, a lot could happen in that month before the draft. But you can find tackles later on in the draft, but I don't think they should wait too long to get one.
I would agree with you on that, Jeff. The name I keep hearing, and you hear, and we all hear, is Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson. And as much as I would love to see them go draft a guy who can be the heir apparent finally to Joe Thomas, and I know that's a need. We all know that's a need. I think it might even be a bigger need to get a major impact player on defense.
I'm with you on that, Jeff.
They
do not have that player. I mean, yeah, Joe Schobert is good, but he doesn't scare people, I don't believe. And if they get that impactful linebacker who offensive coordinators have to plan for every single week, I think that would be a big plus for the Browns.
A couple of mock drafts, you know, you see Simmons going ninth the Jaguars. You see him in some other spots. But if he happens to slide, and the other name is Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle out of Auburn, if those two guys happen to slide, I think the Browns are going to have a real choice on their hands. And you can develop players at any position, but it seems, Jeff, and I know people are going to cringe, it seems like you're more likely to be able to develop a big-time offensive lineman from a guy you might not get, you know, real high in the draft, as opposed to that linebacker who becomes an absolute stud. Those guys, you know who they are. And if you don't get them, you're probably never going to be able to develop one.
I mean, when you look at the Browns the last couple of years, see, it's so easy to focus on Baker Mayfield from last year, and he didn't play well for sure. But when you look at so many games when the Browns had a chance to make a stop at a critical point late in the game, and they didn't do it. They could not. The Steelers game, the last Steelers game, they had a chance, but they couldn't stop them. And there are so many other examples. When you look at that Seattle game, they couldn't stop Seattle twice at the end of the first half and late in the fourth quarter. You could go on and on in games they lost. And I think that if you get that player who could make the stop on third and four, rather than they complete the pass, move the sticks again, I'm with you. Get that guy.
And the other thing to keep in mind, and nobody wants to remember this, when Baker had his great rookie season, who were they playing at left tackle? There was Desmond Harrison. There was Greg Robinson for a while. I mean, without Joe Thomas out there, or somebody like Joe Thomas, Baker Mayfield set rookie passing records.
He did. And, you know, again, everybody wants to focus on left tackle, and they have to get one, especially since Greg Robinson is in the clink. But
availability. He's not available.
I didn't see the clink list coming out. There's inactives, and then look at this clink.
Yeah. And, I'm on the incarcerated list.
Yeah, and but my point is that Chris Hubbard escaped a lot of criticism because he was the right tackle and not the left tackle. But he really had a poor season, in my opinion.
Oh, Jeff, I hate to say this, and it's just my gut feeling. And so when they go into draft day, I am not going to be surprised if they trade the pick. Am I the only person in Northeast Ohio just sitting here thinking that they're going to end up trading that pick draft day?
Jeff, and tell me, and Andy, I think you might be right, but let's say they have three guys on the draft board. Becton, the guy, the tackle from Louisville, and the two defensive guys, Jeff. If they're not there at 10 and they get an offer to move back four or five spots, why not, right?
You know, it depends on how far they have to move down. We have seen so many drafts where they would move down, and miss out on good players. I mean, I don't have to go back this far. We all know what a disaster it was in the Sashi Brown era. But you think about 2000. You talk about that linebacker, Jeff. Think about 2009 when they end up getting Alex Mack. Now, Alex Mack is a very good center. Mm-hmm. But they could have had Clay Matthews Jr. Clay Matthews III, I should say, in that draft. And, boy, I would much rather have had him for those 10 years when he was really playing well in Green Bay than even a Pro Bowl center.
Jeff, why is it that offensive linemen sometimes develop and you can get those guys? For instance, J.C. Treader is a terrific center. But he wasn't anybody's high draft choice or anything, but he became that kind of a player. And you maybe see more of that on the offensive line than you do at other spots. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a great question. I think those guys, I mean, sometimes they develop physically a little later. And sometimes they just, you know, if they have the right coaching and if they're coachable, I think – more than any other position, those guys really have to be coachable and to play the system that the offensive line coach wants and to work well with the guys around them. But that's a hard to explain why sometimes they develop and sometimes they just step in. You look like Joel Bitonio, he was a second-round pick. Mitchell Schwartz, who unfortunately is no longer with the Browns, was a second-round pick. So, you know, they do develop, but I don't think you should wait past that second round to or a third round for sure to get that guy if you want him to be a day one starter.
How do you think character plays into the new front office, or the old front office is now the new front office? How do you think that plays in? I mean, is that going to be especially when they look at free agents? I mean, are they going to – How much does a player's character going to play into the guys that they bring in into this team in the future?
Well, you know, first off, they all say that. They all say we want good character guys. I mean, no one's going to say we're looking, you know, we're standing outside the prison waiting for someone, the big guy, to be released. But, you know, that's important, I suppose. But if they're really good, there are a lot of – John Dorsey is not the only – general manager who takes chances on guys who aren't Boy Scouts. And so I think character has to be an important thing, but that shouldn't be the be-all and end-all of how you make a sign a free agent, in my opinion.
Jeff Shadell's joining us, covers the Browns, covers other teams for the News Herald.
He's a man of all seasons.
He sure is. If you're the Haslams right now, Jeff, what are you thinking? You have a whole new front office, whole new coaching staff. Again, what are you thinking? Have you changed your approach? What might be going on?
I'll tell you what I'm thinking, man. I hope I got it right this time, because if they did not, I mean, I think most people expect the Browns to fail again, and that's because Andrew Berry is 32. He has never done this. Kevin Stefanski is 37. He's never done this. And so there are a lot of reasons to expect the Browns, and you just look at their history, that you expect the Browns to fail. The question we're going to have to be answered, will Jimmy Haslam finally be patient? Now, yes, you could say he was patient with Hugh Jackson, but that he chose the wrong time to be patient. You look at the San Francisco 49ers. You wonder if that would have been if Jimmy Haslam owned that team. Kyle Shanahan was 0-9 to start, and then they were 4-12 his second year. Now, of course, you know, Garoppolo was hurt that second year, but would Jimmy Haslam have been patient enough to give him a third year? We'll never know. But I mean, so he's got to be. He has to be patient. But there's no reason to expect that he will be.
So let me just. I want to kind of backtrack just a little here. Are you buying? And this, you know, the story that came up the last couple of days. Chase Daniels, and do you think the Browns need to bring in what kind of backup quarterback?
I think they need to bring in a capable guy who won't necessarily be a threat to take Baker's job, but a guy who, if Mayfield does get hurt, he can step in there for a few games, like a Case Keenum. I think that would be a good guy. Now, does he really need that quarterback mentor anymore, like Drew Stanton? I'm not sure about that, because I think one of the best additions on this coaching staff is Alex Van Pelt. And, guys, we talked about this before when I got to be on with you, how Ryan Hindley last year was just not the right quarterback coach for Baker Mayfield. I mean, I like Alex Van Pelt. The first time we talked to him, he talked about how Baker Mayfield has to change his footwork. And I like the fact that Alex Van Pelt's not going to be his buddy. So, and I don't think Kevin Stefanski will try to be his buddy either. In fact, I know he won't. And now Baker Mayfield says, hey, I have to do the job. And I'm not necessarily saying that that he took it easy last year, but now I think last year was a wake-up call for Mayfield, and now he has coaches who are really going to hold him accountable.
What have your impressions been so far, Jeff, about Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski?
Well, I want to take a wait-and-see attitude, but I like this. When they spoke at the Combine, they both talked about getting the same kind of offensive linemen, particularly tackles who can move, who are athletic, who are going to try to can run that wide zone. And so that, to me, shows that they're thinking the same way, and that I think Andrew Berry says to Kevin Stefanski, okay, tell me what kind of player you want, and those are the players we're going to try to get for you. Because when it doesn't work that way, then we've seen what happens. So I like that. And I think it won't just be on the offensive line that that they look for that physical type player. So those physical traits. So, I mean, if he has the same way to win. And I think it's important that Kevin Stefanski hired some coaches that he's familiar with, like Joe Woods as his defensive coordinator. They worked together in Minnesota. And now he did not work with Alex Van Pelt, but he talked to people who know him well, and he got to see firsthand what Alex Van Pelt did with Aaron Rodgers as when Van Pelt was the quarterback coach in Green Bay. So I think I like what I'm seeing, but still I think we need to take a wait-and-see attitude.
Jeff, thank you very much. Always appreciate your insight on the Browns. You can catch him at JS Pro Insider on Twitter. And, of course, you can read him every day in the News Herald and the Morning Journal. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, guys. Right, I'll see you later.
Talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.